بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وخليله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue our readings in the book of التوحيد، كتاب التوحيد، الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. The book of التوحيد, which is the right of Allah عز وجل upon the servants. We begin reading this morning from the chapter بَابٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ أَنْ يَسْتَغِيثَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَدْعُوَ غَيْرَهُ. بَابٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ أَنْ يَسْتَغِيثَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَدْعُوَ غَيْرَهُ أَوْ يَدْعُوَ غَيْرَهُ. The chapter, the author, he has mentioned رحمه الله الشيخ محمد Ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. The chapter entitled From Ash-Shirk is to make al-istighatha and yastaghitha bighayrillah, with other than Allah Azza wa Jal, or to make dua to other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chapter Min Ash-Shirk. Min Ash-Shirk, ay Min Ash-Shirk al-Akbar. Min Ash-Shirk al-Akbar. From the aspects or the types of major shirk and associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal that negates at-tawheed entirely and causes an individual to leave the deen of al-Islam, yadhin billah, and yastaghitha bighayrillah, that he would make al-istighatha, or in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, أو يدعو غير الله, أو supplicate and call on in invocation in prayer to other than Allah, to other than Allah. الاستغاثة هي طلب الغوث, طلب الغوث, نعم, طلب الغوث, هو إزالة الشدة. To make الاستغاثة, this is to seek relief and aid, and to seek help from distress and from hardship and severe difficulty. And dua is supplication and invocation and calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to call and to supplicate and to invoke. This is supplication, dua. So al-istighatha naw'un min ad-du'a. Al-istighatha, naw'un min ad-du'a. Al-istighatha, and seeking aid and relief from distress and hardship. This is a type of supplication. This is a type of supplication. So, al-istighatha is a specific type of invocation and supplication and calling. And ad-du'a is general. Is general. Has the general meaning of invocation and supplication. Dua, amun, wal-istighatha tu, khasa, khasa. Nawun khasun min ad-du'a. So every istighatha, seeking relief and aid from distress and from hardship, this is every action that is considered al-istighatha is considered du'a. But not every du'a is considered al-istighatha. So istighatha is a specific type of du'a, and this is to make du'a and to call on someone. And it's ibadah, so therefore it must be only for Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning to call on Allah Azza wa Jal in time of hardship and difficulty, in time of danger or calamity or in distress and in extreme difficulty to call for help and relief from that danger or from that hardship or that difficult situation, then this type of supplication and calling for relief and aid is called al-istighatha. It's called al-istighatha. The author, he's establishing that al-istighatha, the specific type of dua, and a dua itself in general, is ibadah. And both of them must be directed to Allah alone. And the one who directs something from these two actions, then they have committed shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is the right of Allah. Al-istighatha ibadah. Kama anna dua ibadah. Al-istighatha, seeking aid and relief from hardship and difficulty, this is an act of worship, just as supplicating and invocation is an act of worship. So the one who directs this to other than Allah, then he has committed an act of shirk, major shirk. Ayyadhin billah. So then the author, rahimahullah, he has mentioned this chapter in the book of At-Tawheed to clarify this affair, to clarify the reality of al-istighatha, seeking aid and relief, and seeking a way out from danger and hardship and distress, that this is an act of worship, and that it must be directed to Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and that the one who finds himself in danger or hardship, or in a severe situation or in distress, and he calls on Allah alone, hoping for his aid and support and relief from Allah Azza wa Jal, then this one he has a tawheed, and he is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone with this action and with this deed. And it is a great act of worship, beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, the one who has a need, whether he has a need to bring about some good in this life or in the hereafter, he's hoping for some good in this life or in the hereafter, or if he has a need and he wants to have some danger removed from him or to be protected from harm, and he supplicates and he calls on Allah Azza wa Jal alone, then likewise, this is a great act of worship, beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, a dua. As for the one who directs something from this al-istighatha wa al-du'a to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is shirk. This is shirk in giving the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to other than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and directing something from the sacred right, from the sole right of Allah Azza wa Jal, min hukuki Allah Azza wa Jal, sarfu shay'in min hukuki Allah Azza wa Jal, li ghayrihi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he's clarifying this in this chapter, that al-istighatha and likewise a dua, they are both acts of worship that must be sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that whoever directs something from these acts to other than Allah, for example, to the dead in the graves, or to the people who are absent and not present, or not able to give relief, or to answer the call or the supplication, all of this is considered major shirk. All of this is considered major shirk, and it is haram. And it is not permissible. And it is haram. And it is not permissible. Naam. This is with regards to al-istighatha, alati hi al-ibadah, the type of istighatha that is ibadah. But there is an exception to this, as has proceeded in the previous chapters. Likewise, as has proceeded with regards to al-istiada, al-istiana. As we have discussed before, al-istighatha, likewise, there are some situations when it will be permissible. And that is if a person were in distress and he sought aid and help and relief from his dire situation from somebody who is present and somebody who is alive and somebody who is capable of helping him. For example, if someone were drowning in the water, and they're in a desperate situation trying to stay afloat and trying to not drown, and they see somebody near them and they call on them, "Ya fulan, throw me a line, so and so, throw me a rope, help me, throw me something, drag me out of the water," in this manner. I need to make al-istighatha with this person at this time who is alive and is present and is able to help him. This is not considered ibadah. This is not considered ibadah. And this is something that is permissible. But at the same time, Even if that is the case, and the person seeks help or aid and relief from this distress and this hard and difficult situation, from someone who is alive and present and someone who is able to aid him and to relieve him, then also the believer has the stern and strong belief that that person is not the one who truly aids, rather that person is only the means. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who brings relief. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who helps and He aids. And it's from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal that that person was alive and that that person was present there at that time and that person was able to help him. So then even if an individual, he receives aid or relief from another person in a manner that is permissible, the heart of the believer knows that this was from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla and from the favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So even in this case, the heart is still attached to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and not to the people and not to the individual who saved him and not to the individual who relieved him. And the likes like this, he will know that this is from the decree of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In any case, to make the point clear, in this situation, it's permissible, al-istighatha, from the creation or from an individual or person. And this is what Allah has referred to in His book whenever He mentioned about the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and one of the people from his tribesmen. And Allah has said about them whenever he was fighting one of the enemies from the people of Fir'aun, and he called on Musa to help him. And Musa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came and he helped him. So Allah, He mentioned, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ, that person from the group of Musa or from the people of Musa sought al-istighatha with him against his enemy. And Musa, he came alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this situation, for example, this person is fighting another person or another person is trying to harm him or kill him. And then he sees somebody from the people that is able to help him, and he calls him, "Help me, help me, this person is trying to harm me." Then this is permissible if that person is alive and he is present and he is able. And then even if that person, he came to help and he aided him, of course, no doubt from the sunnah is to thank the people who do good to others, but to know in the heart that this is from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal and is from the favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and that this is only a means that Allah had legislated for him to be relieved and for him to find safety and help and a way out of this hardship and a way out from this danger. And the way out from this danger. As for ad-du'a, then ad-du'a, it is general. Istighatha, as has preceded, is specific. This is in time of difficulty and hardship. Calling and supplicating in time of difficulty and hardship. Whenever one is in danger or in fear or in distress, that this supplication and this invocation and this call at this time is specific. And it's called al-istighatha. And it's called al-istighatha. And it is from those acts of worship that are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, that are beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they are, and it is considered an act of worship. As for the general issue, the author, he has mentioned, بَابٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ أَنْ يَسْتَغِيثَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَدْعُوَ غَيْرَهُ أَوْ يَدْعُوَ غَيْرَهُ. Likewise, from a shirk al-akbar, and يَدْعُوَ غير الله سبحانه وتعالى, to call and to supplicate and to invoke other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So then likewise in this chapter, the author is clarifying that in general or specifically istighatha is ibadah, and to direct it to other than Allah, this is shirk, shirk akbar. And as for in general supplicating and invocating and praying and calling in this manner with dua, this is likewise ibadah. This is likewise ibadah. Rather, we will find that inshallah that is a great ibadah. Naam, brother, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Huwa al-ibadah. That this is the reality of al-ibadah. So then likewise, to direct that to other than Allah, to call on the graves or to call on the mashayikh, like some people do, from the Sufia, so on and so forth. They call on their mashaykh when they're in danger, even though maybe their mashaykh are alive, but they will not be with them, and they will call on them, Sayyidi, help me, I need a child, or protect me, or provide for me, or so on and so forth. Give me strength, and the likes like this. All of this is considered shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not permissible, and this is what the author, he has clarified in this chapter, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So we have discussed al-istighatha, and now al-du'a. Al-du'a meaning supplication or invocation, calling and praying, invoking. Naam, al-du'a. The ulama, they mention al-du'a is two types. Al-du'a is two types, supplicating or invocating, calling on Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is two types. Du'a ibadah wa du'a mas'ala. Du'a ibadatin wa du'a mas'alatin. The du'a of ibadah, of worship, and the du'a of mas'ala, or asking, of asking. So the ulama have clarified that du'a al-mas'ala, this is whenever the person, he is calling and asking for something that will benefit him, or he is asking to remove some harm. He is either asking for some good that he hopes to obtain in this life or the hereafter, or he is asking to be protected from some evil that has befallen him, or from something that he is afraid that will befall him. So this is supplication, and this is calling. And what type of supplicating is this? Du'a al-mas'ala. Mas'ala yani su'al. Annahu yas'alu bilisanihi. Allahumma razuqani waladan saliha. Mathala, if he is hoping to have a righteous child. Allahumma ihfazni bihifzika. Oh Allah, protect me with your protection. Like this, and he would make du'a. Allahumma allimni ma yanfa'uni. He wants to have knowledge. Oh Allah, teach me that which will benefit me. All of this is supplication with the tongue, and it's called du'a mas'ala. Whenever a person, he calls on Allah Azza wa Jal, supplicating to him for his need, asking for the good of this life and the hereafter, or for protection from the harm of this life and the hereafter. This is called du'a mas'ala. And this is what many people understand whenever the word du'a is mentioned. But likewise, there is another type of du'a, and it is called du'a ibadah. Du'a ibadah, and this is the du'a of worship. The du'a of worship. And this is whenever a person, he performs an act of worship, and his heart is calling on Allah Azza wa Jal, and his body is calling on Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, the one who is making salah, if you asked him, why are you making salah? He will say, I'm making salah hoping for the reward and the mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, and hoping that Allah would accept my salah from me and make it a means for me to enter paradise, and afraid that Allah will not accept my salah. So then he is praying with this invocation in this manner. His heart is invoking and calling on Allah, and he's praying to Allah Azza wa Jal in his salah. And this is considered a type of du'a, because he is invoking Allah with his action and with the state that he is in, how he purified himself with water and made the wudu and the tahara, he made ablution, and he stood and faced the qibla, he covered his private parts, and he fulfilled the conditions of the salah, and then he began to pray and to humble himself in salah and to recite the words of Allah and to recite the adhkar of salah, all the while his heart is humble and he is hoping for the reward and he is fearing the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is hoping for the mercy, and he is hoping to that his action will be accepted. This, in reality, he is invoking and he is calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his deed. This is called du'a ibadah. So every type of ibadah that is done with the heart worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alive and hoping for the reward, this is a type of du'a, an invocation and calling on Allah Azza wa Jal. So why, for example, if a person, he gives charity, he gives $20 to another Muslim, and to help him or to aid him in charity. Whenever he gives that $20, he's not hoping for anything from that person or any reward or recompense from that person. Rather, he's hoping that Allah will accept his charity, and he's hoping that Allah Azza wa Jal will show him mercy and will be kind to him and nice to him. and will facilitate for him and to make him from the righteous. And that's why he's giving that charity, hoping that he will remove some of his sins. So he is doing this for the sake of Allah. And that action that he is doing with his body, his heart is hoping for the reward from Allah. So he's doing this, calling on Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping that he will accept from him. This is a type of dua and supplication, invocation. He is invoking Allah Azza wa Jal to accept this action from him. And he is hoping that he will, and he is hoping for his mercy, and he is hoping for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a great act of worship. And this is a type of invocation and supplication and calling on Allah Azza wa Jal, not with the tongue, but rather with the state that the person is in, by humbling himself and by giving up that which he loves from his wealth. And he, for example, with sadaqah, giving him up that which he loves for his wealth in order to seek the pleasure and the reward of his Lord, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is two types of dua. One of them is called dua mas'ala. And this is to call on Allah Azza wa Jal with the mouth, with the tongue, to call and to ask for the needs, for protection from harm, or to bring about some good that one hopes for. And the other type of dua is dua ibadah, the dua of worship. And this is whenever a person, he performs an act of worship seeking the reward from Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart. So every act of worship will be included here. So in any case, we see that the only one who can respond to the supplication, and the only one who can accept the dua, and the only one who can bring about good in this life and the hereafter, and can protect from evil and from harm, is the one who has created the good and created these situations and the likes like this. He has created the evil and decreed all of this, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wisdom. So in order to be safe from harm and difficulty is to seek refuge with the one who has created that. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. So a believer, he seeks refuge with Allah and protection with Allah Azza wa Jal, and he supplicates and he calls on Allah Azza wa Jal alone, because he is the only one who can protect him from any harm or difficulty or evil, and he is the only one who can bring about any good for him, because all of this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَمْ قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك من من تشاء تعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the dominion in his hands. So then the only one who can aid and support is him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has the kingdom and the dominion and the command and the authority in his hands. So therefore, to seek relief or to seek blessing or to seek goodness or to ask for something in this life or the hereafter, then this must be from the one who has the keys to that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, to be protected or to be removed from harm or difficulty, or to be safe from evil or danger, or to be cured from a sickness, all of this is in the hands of Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahu al-mulk. So then, if that is the case, that it must be sought from him alone. This is called dua al-mas'ala, to call on Allah azza wa jalla, to supplicate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has blamed the individuals who call on other than him, and he has mentioned that it is major shirk and that they will never be able to help him. Allah azza wa jalla, he says, قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Do you worship other than Allah that which does not have any power or charge or authority over harm or benefit? And Allah, he is the one who is all hearing and all seeing. And Allah, he says, قُلْ أَنَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ. Say, and قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّد صلى الله عليه وسلم, should we call on other than Allah someone who cannot benefit us, nor can they harm us, and that we should turn back on our heels after Allah has guided us? Of course not. Now that we learned at Tawheed and we know our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names and his attributes and by his actions and his rububiyyah, and we know that the dominion is in his hand and the command is in his hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will never call on anyone other than him, and never hope for the reward for anyone other than him. Rather, all actions of worship and seeking refuge and seeking help and seeking aid and seeking assistance and seeking relief and the hope of good and to bring about blessing or to have protection or to have good in this life, our hearts will only be attached to him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one from his creation. The reward or the praise for the actions of goodness, we only hope that from Allah Azza wa Jal, and we do not associate partners
with him whatsoever, because these partners, they will never be able to help us whatsoever. Rather, it will be a means for our destruction, the one who were to seek aid or refuge in other than Allah. قُلْ أَنَّدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ. نعم. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, وَلَا تَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And do not invoke anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, that which will not profit you nor harm you any, that which will not benefit you nor will they harm you. And if you did so, then certainly you will be from amongst the oppressors. مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ أي مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ أي مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. This is the first verse the author he has mentioned. But to clarify that great act of worship, dua, calling on Allah Azza wa Jal and invoking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, no doubt, especially in the days like we are in these days, days of hardship and days of worry or in the likes like this, when someone is not aware and his situation has changed and hardship has come upon the people, then especially in these times is the time to call on Allah Azza wa Jalla and to supplicate to him alone and to ask him for relief and to make al-istighatha with him or istiana bihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to call on him by his names and his attributes, to call on him with the tongue and to call on him with the heart, and to perform the actions that are pleasing to him, like giving charity and all other, and supplication and dua and salat in the daytime and in the nighttime, of course the obligatory and after that the non-obligatory, and the fasting, that which is non-obligatory likewise, and all other acts of worship that are pleasing to Allah, seeking knowledge and learning and teaching to increase in this in these times, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that from the believers and remove the hardship and difficulty that they are in. So a dua, it consists of so many great acts of servitude and worship. Like whenever the person he is making dua, he is completely devoted to Allah Azza wa Jalla and his heart is attached to him. And a person who is sincere in his supplication and he is aware and he is alive, his heart is alive, whenever he's calling on Allah Azza wa Jalla at this time, he's completely devoted. And he has turned and directed all of his attention to his Lord, and he has left off the attachments of the whole world, and he is not thinking nor is he worried about anything in this life. He's only calling on Allah alone. He's only calling on Allah alone and invoking him and asking for his needs and asking for his needs and for what his heart desires. This is a great, great, great act of worship in establishing that obligation of ubudiyyah and the obligation of ibadah. And likewise in the dua is to confess and to know and to affirm that the blessing is with Allah, and that the power and the authority is with Allah, and that the lordship and the rububiyyah is with Allah, and that the command to do anything in this life and the power and the authority is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing can happen except with his permission. And then to go to him and to call on him and to ask him, to go on to him al-kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala al-latif رب العالمين, and to call on him and to ask him. This is an affirmation of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and the application of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, and knowing him and calling on him likewise by his names and by his attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling on him if someone is weak and they want to be strong and they need strength. Yes, ya qawi, qawini, oh al-qawi, Allah is al-qawi, the strong and the mighty, strengthen me. I'm weak. قويني. اللهم إن أستغفرك يا غفور فاغفر لي. اغفر لي يا غفور. ارحمني يا رحيم. يا رؤوف يا رحيم. ارحمني وارحم المسلمين. يعني calling on Allah Azza wa Jal by his names and his attributes, and then asking for supplication with a name that is suitable. Also in this manner is the application of it, Tawheed. The application of it, Tawheed, in all aspects. Allahu Akbar. Supplicating and making dua is a great act of worship. Is a great act of worship. The one who directs it to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, he has made shirk. Babun man min ash-shirki an yastaghitha bi ghayri Allah aw yad'u ghayra Allah aw yad'u ghayra Allah. Du'a ghayra Allah shirkun akbar mukhrijun min al-milla muhbitun lil a'mali kulliha 'iyadan billah. So from the evidences that clarify this, before what we mentioned, before we read what the author has mentioned, just to clarify the greatness of it, dua, and the reality that is ibadah, and if that is established, then we know to direct it to other than Allah is shirk. is the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma, that he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. نعم, that he said that dua, it is ibadah. الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ الدُّعَاءُ, it is al-ibadah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the verse of Allah azza wa jal, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call on me and I will answer you. A dua, it is ibadah. And the reality of ibadah, it is dua. It is dua, supplication and invocation. And your Lord said, call on me and I will respond to you. Call on me and I will respond to you. This narration has been found in Sunan Abi Dawood, likewise at Tirmidhi and Sunan Ibn Majah. In the Sunan Ibn Majah, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Ibn Qasim رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned about this. He said the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned ضمير الفصل, دعاء الدعاء هو 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 هنا ضمير الفصل, والخبر معرف بال العبادة, الدعاء هو العبادة. هذا الأسلوب يفيد الحصر, that this type sentence structure in the Arabic language, it indicates restriction. And he mentioned the meaning of this, فَإِنَّ that it means restriction, وَأَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَيْسَتْ غَيْرَ الدُّعَاءِ, that ibadah is nothing except for supplication. نَعْمْ أَوْ إِنَّمَا هِيَ الدُّعَاءِ, or in verity, that true ibadah, it is only supplication. Yani, so supplicating to Allah and invoking Him and calling upon Him, this is the reality of ibadah. Yani, including both aspects, whether the one is calling on Allah Azza wa Jal with his tongue, or if he is calling on Allah Azza wa Jal with the state in the situation that he is in and his condition that he is in. That he's calling on Allah whenever he's teaching, or whenever he's learning, or whenever he's reciting the Quran. If he is reciting the Quran, or if he's learning the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he's doing that only to seek the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, and to learn how to worship Allah upon clarity, reciting the Quran to understand it and to worship Allah with that recitation, and to hope that Allah will accept that recitation, and hope that that this will be a deed that is pleasing to Allah azza wa jalla. That recitation is a type of du'a. In this case, that recitation is the type of du'a. Du'a huwa al-ibadah. Du'a huwa al-ibadah. So every act of obedience that is done properly, seeking nearness to Allah azza wa jalla, that it includes this du'a ibadah, then this du'a ibadah, this is the reality of the act of worship, seeking nearness to Allah, hoping for the reward, hoping for the forgiveness of Allah, hoping for the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this one is considered a du'a. A du'a is beloved to Allah azza wa jalla, and He has commanded His servants to call on Him, and He dislikes from His servants to leave off calling on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been narrated in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, innahu man lam yas'alillaha yaghdab alayhi, since Sunan al-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that verily whoever does not ask Allah, then He will become angry with him. Then He will become angry with him. And that whoever does not ask Allah, he does not ask Allah for the good of this life. He does not ask Allah for the good of the hereafter. He does not ask Allah for the to be protected from the harms and evils of this life. He does not ask Allah to be protected from the harms and the evil of the grave or the hereafter. He doesn't ask or call on Allah Azza wa Jal. What is the result for this person? Yaghdab alayhi. Allah, He becomes angry with him. Allah, He becomes angry with him. Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves whenever His servants call on Him with humbleness and with humility and lowering their voice before him, but calling on him subhanahu wa ta'ala and humbling themselves before him and hoping for his reward and hoping and waiting for his response and calling on him in times of hardship and difficulty and need, and also calling on him in times of ease and relaxation, calling on him in times of goodness and times of hardship and difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he loves his acts of worship. Rather, the one who does not call on him and he thinks that he's sufficient, does not need his Lord, then Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes angry with him. And this is contrary to the children of Adam and the human beings, that if you ask them for something, then they become angry with you. Then they become angry with you. And like this, the poet, he has mentioned, Allahu yaghdabu in tarakta su'alahu wa bunayya Adam hina yus'alu yaghdabu. Wa bunayya Adam hina yus'alu yaghdabu. Allahu yaghdabu in tarakta su'alahu. Allah will become angry if you do not ask him. If you leave off asking him, وَبُنَيْ آدَمَ حِينَ يُسْأَلُ يَغْضَبُ, and the son of Adam, whenever you ask him, he becomes angry. So we conclude the class today with this introduction to this chapter, and that is what the author, he has mentioned, بَابٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ أَنْ يَسْتَغِيثَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَدْعُوَ غَيْرَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The chapter with regards to from the aspects of major shirk is to make al-istighatha with other than Allah Azza wa Jal, or to invoke and supplicate and make dua to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.